Page 82. Listening Comprehension. Exercise B. Listen for specific information. Read the exercise. Then listen to each part of the discussion again separately. Complete the exercise as you listen. Part 1.
Would you like some more dessert?
No, thanks, Linda. Everything was delicious, but I couldn't eat another bite. Thanks so much.
So, Jean, how are your kids doing?
Well, that depends which one.
Well, how about the oldest? That's Brian, right? How old is he now?
He's 15. Brian's fine. Brian's always fine. He's doing great at school. I'm sure he'll get into a great university in a couple of years. He's a great kid. Works hard. He plays by the rules, and he's successful at almost everything he does. The only thing that sometimes worries me about Brian is that he can be a little too self-critical.
Self-critical? How so?
Well, Brian can be pretty hard on himself. No matter how well he does at something, he's not satisfied. He always feels he could do better.
That's so interesting. Our first, Eric, is like that too.
Really?
You know, I once read this article in one of those popular psychology magazines. It said that first children are often self-critical because parents push them to succeed more than they do with their other children. I don't mean to suggest you did that. And I don't think we did that with Eric. But it's interesting because it's so common. I just wonder why.
Well, I do think there's some truth to that in our case. Harvey and I were involved in everything Brian did. Music lessons, karate lessons, Chinese class on Saturday. We drove him to all his classes. We picked him up after they were over. We always asked him a lot of questions about how he was doing. He probably thought our message to him was that he had to be good at everything. But we were just interested. We didn't actually push him to be good at everything, but he may have thought we expected a lot of him. Kids internalize those messages.
I imagine that's pretty typical. It's no one's fault.
And one more thing, if you buy into that, you know, nurture theory.
Yeah?
Brian's sister Annie wasn't born till Brian was 8. He really had more contact with us and other adults than he did with someone closer to his age. I'm sure all that contact with us probably had a huge impact. And, interestingly, Brian has always been comfortable with adults.
From what you're saying, it sounds like Brian is the classic first child. They say that first children often feel more comfortable with people older than themselves. They seem to have a short childhood and grow up fast.
Part 2.
So, what about Annie?
Annie's a whole nother story.
How so?
Well, you know what they say about middle children. It's hard for them to feel special. They have no special status. They're not the first and not the baby. They're just in between. Most middle children at least have a little time to be the baby and feel special. But in Annie's case, she never did. Her sister Lucy was born when Annie was really still a baby.
I didn't realize that. How old was Annie when her sister was born?
13 months, just over a year. Annie wasn't even walking or talking yet.
How did Lucy's arrival affect her?
Well, Annie's not an unhappy kid, but she struggles with the things people say middle children usually have a hard time with. Maybe a little more than the typical middle child.
What kinds of things?
Well, Annie's sort of jealous of both her siblings. She's jealous of Brian because we're always saying how great he is. And she's jealous of Lucy because she thinks Lucy gets more attention. Remember, Annie never had a chance to be the baby. We think that's why she's a little bit of a rebel.
Annie's a rebel? She's only 7. How can she be such a rebel?
Well, nothing terrible, but we know that if we're going out, there's going to be an argument with Annie about clothes. I ask her to wear shoes, and she wants to wear sandals. We get dressed up to go to a nice restaurant, and she wants to wear jeans. Sometimes we just give in and let her wear what she wants. We hate to keep fighting with her all the time. This would never happen with Brian.
You know, it sounds like she may be trying to get the attention she thinks the other two are getting.
You may be right, but on the other hand, we don't really worry about her. She's very popular. No one has more friends than Annie. People just love her. She's always been very popular.
You know, that's what they say about middle children. They're usually very popular.
Part 3.
And what about the baby? I guess if Annie's 7, Lucy must be 6?
Right.
Well, you said that Brian and Annie are typical first and middle children. What about Lucy? Is she a typical youngest child?
I guess she is. She's pretty independent. Maybe that's because we didn't have as much time for her as the others. Annie was only 13 months old when Lucy was born, so we were still pretty busy taking care of Annie. We kind of just let Lucy develop on her own. But that definitely had an effect on her personality. Like any kid, she wanted our attention.
What did she do to get it?
Well, she learned how to make us laugh. There's nothing Lucy likes more than clowning around and making people laugh. She's the family clown. Everyone loves her.
Lucy is a lovable kid. Very charming. I smile every time I think of her.
Sometimes I worry, though, that she's a little bit of a show-off. But they say that many youngest children like to show off. How better to get attention, right?
Right.
But I have to tell you that that doesn't stop her from being a bit of a pain, too. Last week, she decided to paint the dining room walls. Thank goodness she only had washable paint.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't laugh. Well, they do say the baby is usually the most creative.
Well, that's our Lucy. But seriously, though, she is creative. Piano, children's theater, ballet lessons, all that stuff. She just can't get enough. We just wish she'd grow up a little. It seems like she'll always be the baby. She drives her older brother and sister crazy with all the attention she gets.
Well, they say the youngest child has the longest childhood. It looks like all three of your kids are a textbook case on birth order.
You can say that again. Well, I've got to be going. This was really fun. And next time you'll have to have lunch at my place.
I'll take you up on that. I'll give you a call sometime next week, okay?